So many memories have been made on this field.
Travis delivers. Caught! Parchment! Cuts back, and Jordan Travis reaches midfield and is way ahead of the race.
Fires it up near sideline. Johnny Wilson one-handed catch. Skip the tackle. 45-40. 35-30 near sideline. A foot race. 15-10.
Travis under pressure. Trying to escape. Able to escape. Turns the corner. Stays in bounds. Sports Center top 10. He's down inside the one.
And we're not done yet. See y'all in 2023.
Man said it, everybody. He's coming back in 2023, the starting quarterback of the Florida State Seminoles, courtesy of FloridaState.com there and the Seminoles.com producing that video. Maybe some news that we were all expecting, but golly, Gene, it really feels good to hear it. Know that it's certain that Jordan Travis does plan on coming back for Florida State in 2023.
Yeah, like you said, we kind of expected it, but man, you want that. It's like a kid commits, but until they sign that paper, there's still that nervous feeling that, oh, you never know what's going to happen with him. But the timing is so good with this. The day the transfer portal opens up, offensive linemen, wide receivers, they're probably lining up. I mean, you got to look at some of those clips. You get to play with a guy. Look how much better he got in 1 year. What's he going to be next year? And you can play with that guy. There's going to be buzz. I know EJ Manuel threw it out, if you guys saw that. He started the Heisman campaign for him, so he's going to be one of the top Heisman candidates. Recruiting's coming up. So, I mean, this is – it's so good for a program that's come so far in such a short period of time. This is just more good news to kind of put a little gasoline on that fire going into 2023.
I mean, just how important is this for Florida State right now to get this news on this sort of day, Corey, and to have your quarterback in line and ready to go for what could be a really special season next year?
Yeah, man, it doesn't suck, right? It's pretty good stuff. Look, I was a pretty big Jordan Travis supporter going back to when he was in Palm Beach, baby. I knew this guy. I knew he had something in him. I knew him as a long time as Devin Travis's little brother. And then I just could not fathom, even in 2020 when he made some of the plays he made, that this is the quarterback he could end up being. And like Gene said, we don't know if this is the ceiling. I mean, he got so much better from the start of 2021 to the end of 2021. And then he doubled that improvement, it seems like, and became one of the 8, 10 best quarterbacks in the United States. I know he's not going to New York like our man Stetson, but he's one of the 8 to 10 best quarterbacks in the United States. And I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility because he's got the highlight reel factor too, Gene. It's not just that he wins games and he puts up numbers. He makes staggering plays. And so you go into next season with a viable, and look, it doesn't really matter if you're a Heisman candidate in August, but he is going to be one of the names that's mentioned. That, you know, he's just going to be one of the names that's mentioned as a Heisman candidate to start in August. And that is just, you can't put a price tag on that kind of publicity to have one. He is one of the names in college football now. So next year you've got Jordan Travis and the Florida State Seminoles versus, I guess Jane Daniels is their quarterback, but you know what I mean? Like, you've got a star at quarterback. Jordan Travis was not a star coming into this season. He was somebody that had some good moments that was a starter. Now he's a star. And you've got that coming back for next season to go along with, yeah, you've got what, 16 days until National Signing Day? You've got the portal bonanza that's going on right now. None of this hurts. None of this hurts Florida State.
You know, the timing of it, I mean, you know, Gene mentioned it couldn't probably been any better, but I mean, do you see something with this, Corey, in terms of the portal being open? I mean, we're seeing some names from some big programs. A leading receiver from an SEC program a few days ago announced that he was going to enter. How much does this kind of maybe put Florida State as one of the destinations for a lot of these offensive playmakers out there?
I mean, I think it could. Look, it's a pretty crowded wide receiver room as it is, but if the right guy comes along, you're not saying no to some of these guys. You'll be like, yeah, we'll push him out of the way, or we can have 12 scholarship receivers. We got a spot for you. I think it helps. To me, it helps probably more tight end and offensive lineman. You have right now, I know it's hard to think this with what we've been through the last 5 years. You have one of the elite offenses in the United States with the trigger guy coming back. That could not be any more appealing for somebody in the portal looking for a place to land. And they win games. I think it's a big deal. The timing is perfect. I noted that it came, I don't know, man, 4 minutes after the Charlie Ward documentary was done airing on the ACC network. I don't think that was a coincidence. So, yeah, I just think the timing is not coincidental. It's the first day of the portal. It's going to be wide open for the next 44 days. And Jordan Travis coming back makes Florida State even more of a, you know, an appealing destination.
You know, coming out of 2016, I think a lot of us like what DeAndre Francois put together and what 2017 could look like, Gene. But, I mean, I don't know. Is this the best you feel about a Florida State quarterback going into a I know there's another game left, but will this be the best you're feeling about a Florida State quarterback going into a season since 2017? Or do we have to go back to, you know, when a guy was winning a Heisman not all that long ago?
Yeah, you're probably right. I mean, going into 14, I think, because the difference here is you've seen, I think with Francois, I think we got the feeling like it's as far as he's going to go. I don't think there was any thought he could compete for a Heisman trophy or anything like that. I mean, legitimately, I'd be very curious when those first odds come out for the Heisman. He's got to be up in the top two or three, I would think. Just like Corey said, some of those highlight moments that play against Florida, how many quarterbacks can do that? And now he's put together, now he's throwing the ball. And imagine, look, I agree with Corey. I think the skill talent is very stocked. But, man, if you get an elite, like, five-star wide receiver to go into that mix, you have to take him because those guys with an elite quarterback and a running game can really make a big difference there. I mean, yeah, I'm really excited about what this could be going forward. And I'll tell you who's doing backflips. Not only Mike Norvell, it's those people selling tickets in Moore Center.
Yeah.
I mean, those folks, I mean, Michael Alford, Ponder, those guys up there have to be going nuts. I mean, this has to be incredible for them. And so are the guys at Rising Spear. And I want Corey and you guys to talk about this a little bit too. You'll wonder if this is a situation where NIL actually helps. Would this have been, if this is 3 years ago, does Jordan Travis say, you know what, I'm just going to test my wares in the NFL, see if I can make a roster. But I'm sure he signed a pretty decent NIL deal. So why not come back for another year, collect some money, and try for the NFL next year?
I think it's
before you answer that, if we could ask everybody to hit the like button. A lot of people starting to stream in here as they see this chat going live here on a Monday night with Jordan Travis announcing his return for 2023. NIL, just how vital it probably was in making this happen, you think, Corey?
Yeah, I hearken back really to the North Carolina basketball team and the guy. Now, it's not helping them right now. They keep losing games. But the North Carolina basketball team had two or three guys that were All-American candidates, that were very good college players, that got to the national championship game and returned because they weren't guaranteed NBA fortunes. They weren't guaranteed draft picks. They weren't guaranteed even roster spots. I think Jordan Travis is in a similar boat. I think he's proven enough that he's going to be drafted. I think he can make an NFL roster. He might be a star in the NFL. Who knows? But there's some doubt there. He's not Caleb Williams. He's not Bryce Young. He's not a sure, and I know Caleb's just a sophomore. He's not a surefire number one pick. So what a great advantage now it is for a guy who has a big name like Jordan Travis does and can actually sell cars or lollipops or hot dogs or whatever he's going to be selling for the next year, to be able to come back and make money off the name and the image and the likeness that he's boosted himself by the play on the field. This is, to me, is the definition of what NIL should be. He is a star-making pro. You just talked about how many dollars do we think he's going to make just in ticket sales and in merchandise sales and bowl revenue? All that stuff matters, man. And Jordan Travis is a big part of that. So he deserves a cut of the pie for coming back. And yeah, I think, Gene, I think if this is 2016 and he had this year, he might be thinking, well, this is as good as I can do at the college level. I've got nothing left to prove. Let me go start my NFL career. But he's got a chance now to make real money. And, oh, yeah, contend for a championship maybe, be in contention for a Heisman, be one of the bigger names in the sport. It's all really appealing now that maybe it wasn't so much so before NIL.
And don't forget about that TV revenue, too. If he is a legitimate Heisman contender, especially goes out in that first game, what are the ratings going to be like? I'm sure they're going to build that up, as you guys have pointed out on some of your wildly popular shows, Wake Up War Chant, Jeff Cameron Show. You know, that's the thing. They're going to probably make that a top 10 matchup just because they can. ESPN wants those ratings to do that. But I mean, a game like that, if he has another great game, he's going to be up there. And the casual college football fan will be turning on Florida State to watch Jordan Travis. So that's going to greatly enhance the amount of exposure this program gets them out of TV ratings and revenue ESPN and others that broadcast Florida State games get next year.
Gene, I know we don't usually do it around here in Tallahassee, but do you have any reservations about them doing a Heisman push for him in the preseason? Because I don't think nationally he really has been appreciated. I mean, maybe in certain pockets, you know, EJ Manuel, ACC Network, that's a nationwide program, but it's more kind of a niche to ACC viewers. I mean, would you have, I mean, I'm not saying, you know, Corey, Joey Harrington on the side of a skyscraper in New York City, but I mean, this is something that not only can season ticket sales get behind, but I mean, I feel this kid's probably mature enough and embraces the challenge, Gene. I mean, I wouldn't have any issue with them trying to build campaigns around him. I mean, do you think that's something we could possibly see, or there's a value to it?
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Subtly, I would do it. And I kind of, Bobby Bowden used to talk about this all the time, how he didn't really want to go out and push it, that it'll sell itself, or Florida State. If you excel on a stage here, you'll do well. I still have nightmares about CP7. I remember Corey remembers all that. That didn't go very well. I think they went too far. Remember the ACC Media Day right away? They gave us the binders with the CP7 logo and all that. That's, I think there's a middle
mine,
ground.
By the way, I still have mine.
I have mine too. Collector's item.
Yeah, it is. I should get him to sign it.
I think he does well enough. Like I said, that first game, you're on national TV the first game. If he blows up in that game, I mean, I don't know if you necessarily need that. You know, if he gets the Kirk Herbstreits and those people on board talking about him, Florida State wins a lot of games. So as we know, it's usually the best player on the best team. Maybe it's Florida State's not the best team next year, but if they're a team that wins the ACC and he blows up in some of these bigger games on TV, I think that's probably good enough. But I think there's no reason why there can't be some subtle stuff here and there without being overt about vote for this guy.
All right, both of you guys on the way out here. Again, if you guys hit the thumbs up button, we certainly would appreciate it. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. You'll get an alert and know as soon as this happened, and you want to just catch the tail end of the show here. But any doubt at all, I'll start with you, Gene. Any doubt at all that Florida State will be preseason top 10 next year on the heels of this news with this kid returning at quarterback?
Well, I can't say 100% because we don't know how the portal's going to play out yet. I mean, every borderline guy could go out. I mean, and then all bets are off. But I don't think that's going to happen. Given the track record of Mike Norvell and what we've seen so far and who's probably going to stay and the fact you hear really good buzz about what's happening, the portal. I mean, the history speaks for itself. Mike Norvell has one of the best coaches in the country when it comes to immediately adding talent to the portal. And nobody talks about his scouting in this. I mean, what about the hit rate on these guys? I don't think there's any other school that has brought transfers in that have hit at a higher rate as Mike Norvell has done. So if that just continues, I mean, I think absolutely top 10. And I think the goal this year isn't winning a certain number of games. It's winning the conference. I mean, Clemson is down a notch, right, Corey? I mean, next year it's ACC or bust.
Yeah, I mean, I think so. In the way that when they get rid of the divisions, even if you lose to Clemson up there in Death Valley, you could get a rematch in Charlotte for the ACC championship.
Yeah, it's not the divisions.
Yeah, it's not the divisions anymore. So that's great. And I would say, just real quick, there might be people watching this that would counter with, like, when you say what you said about the transfer portal. Yeah, what about Lincoln Riley? He got Caleb Williams. It's like, well, yeah, a blind person could have gotten those. We could have scouted those guys. We all knew they were awesome. What Mike Norvell has done with the three-star guys are the guys that were kind of overthought at their former schools and turned them into stars at Florida State. His most well-known transfer, the most highly coveted transfer that he got was a kid from Albany. So he has done a lot of diamonds in the rough kind of stuff. And I think now he's more, he could be more in a diamond mine where he's not having to search the rough for the diamonds. Because of what Florida State looks like, they're more prevalent. They're around more. So he's going to have his pick of diamonds to choose from. And going out real quick, what's neat about Jordan Travis to me is he was not beloved by the coaches when he got here. He was not beloved by Aslan, plenty of people. But not that he needed to be beloved. He was doubted by everyone. He was doubted by everyone on this screen to a certain extent, some more than others. He was doubted by every fan. He was doubted by his first coaching staff that he got here. I think he was doubted a little bit last year when Mackenzie Milton came in the Notre Dame game. I think Mike Norvell started to doubt Jordan Travis a little bit there. Well, he shut all of us up. I mean, that's what's so cool is I don't know there's ever been a kid that got this much excitement for coming back to school that was being booed in the second game the year before. That's a remarkable turnaround, and I think it's a testament to who he is and the growth that he's shown and how good he's gotten. I just don't want that to be overlooked, and now everybody loves Jordan Travis. Well, we didn't 15 months ago, but he is – or 14 months ago, but he's played so well that he's now indispensable. And he is this is like Christmas for Florida State fans. Who would have thought that in the second quarter against Jacksonville State last year, Gene, that we would be doing a live show about Jordan Travis announcing his return?
Come on, everybody's happy and we're up.
I was just thinking of when he got booed.
Those words will never be spoken on the screen again, Corey. No more. We don't say that.
That's my fault. It's a good video. It's a fun video.
Yeah. And by the way, you mentioned that. It may be a mistake. You talked about the transfer portal diamonds in the rough. Did any other Power 5 team even offer Johnny Wilson?
He said that the only other team he heard from was Oregon State.
Okay. So not a legitimate one.
Right. Trey
Benson was an injured three-star
right
guy, too. It wasn't anybody was after that guy either.
Gibbons was the sixth guy on a Notre Dame offensive line that got passed over by younger guys. I mean, yeah, man, the list goes on and on. He's done a very, very good job. Jamie Robinson was a nice player at South Carolina. But if Alabama knew this was what Jamie Robinson was, they would have gotten him. They didn't even go after him. So, yeah, just credit to Norvell and his staff for what they do in the portal. And for developing this guy, you know, they get some of the credit too. They've done a really good job. Tony Tokars, Kenny Dillingham, Dilly Dilly back in the day. And Mike Norvell have done a really good job developing this kid. And he's one of the best players in the United States.
And that should pay dividends. Unlike the, Azon's favorite former coach here, that should pay dividends because you can capitalize when you have a great quarterback and you build him up and then you use that to sell, to bring in other good quarterbacks, not red flag guys from California that transfer and have all kind of problems.
Come on, Gene. I thought we were – this is uplifting.
I'm not saying names. I did not name names.
You're right. You did not name names.
Shout out to our guy.
Tom Lang.
Funneling in the money. All these pillars are fictitious people that Tom Lang and I bounce between and end up cycling and funneling.
You forgot to change your – Tom, you're supposed to change your screen name to Shane Kirkley. Come on now.
Yeah, that's right.
He didn't get the memo. Again, thank you, Tom. Tom's been awfully busy today with the Jeff Cameron Show, as well as all the videos here on our YouTube channel, which is totally free to access and subscribe to. So we do highly advise that you subscribe to our YouTube channel, lower right corner of your screen, as well as hit the thumbs up button. We'll see what this also means. I mean, I know I asked you guys about what this means for offensive playmakers wanting to come to Florida State. I think now Florida State is ultimately just a destination, period. If you're a college football player and you want to get a lot of, a lot of recognition, you want to get a lot of sort of substance behind your coaching. And I mean, you're probably going to be a part of a top 10 program next year, it sounds like. So high times.
There's a few other guys that have decisions to make.
Yeah.
I don't know if the quarterback returning makes a difference in their decision, but I don't know that it doesn't either. So
it can't hurt. That's for sure. Cause you want to play for a winner. Means. And if you're, especially if you're an offensive player, you know, there's some talk about some of those guys. Wouldn't you want to be on a, you know how good this offense is, that quarterback's back. You're going to be featured even more next year and have more opportunities to shine on a top 10 team. We talked before about, you know, games being on national television. When you're really good, you tend to be on TV more. And then the draft people, the Herb Streets, they start noticing you more. And so it builds on itself. So I think it absolutely should have an impact. And the other impact it's going to have is him coming back. I'm guessing more money will go into Rising Spear.
Yeah.
Which means they can make it rain a little bit more on some of those other players.
There you go, Gene.
And everybody wins.
That's right, Gene. Make it rain, Rising Spear. Make it rain.
By the way, that's Fabian Lovett on the screen there with the thinking man emoji. And he also did above that retweet the news about Jordan Travis coming back.
Now, Corey, that would be insane, wouldn't it, if Fabian came back? I mean, that's the one I just
– I don't take emojis very seriously, Gene. It would be very surprising, but who knows, man? Who knows? It's he might have a nice little deal worked out for him too, with staying for another year and getting to eat and lodge for free. It's just an exciting time. Finally, folks, it's an exciting time for Florida State football. And we're here to broadcast and talk about all of it.
College life doesn't suck. But you get a little NIL money on the side. It's all good.
Yeah. Thank you, Eric Angel, as well, for throwing some doll hairs towards us.
Thanks,
we appreciate
buddy.
It.
Thanks, Eric.
All right, that's a wrap for us here live, but plenty more over at warchant.com, the ultimate Semmel sports source. For all that premium access, it's only $10 for an entire year. It's Christmas time. Maybe give a membership to somebody. Maybe treat yourself to one. It's only $10. Do it. And do stay connected with us throughout the entire week. The team should be practicing, we think, probably towards the end of it, getting ready for that Oklahoma game. The portal is open. Guys are leaving. Guys are coming, hopefully. We've got that covered nonstop front to back alongside the On3 Network, Tom Lang, Austin Cox, our guy behind the scenes, Ben, Gene, Ira, Jeff, Corey, myself, Michael Langston. We're all hands on deck at all times for this program right now. So we thank you all so much for tuning in here. Again, Jordan Travis will return to Florida State in 2023. Hit the thumbs up on the way out. Gene, I know you're a busy man. You as well. Corey, thanks for taking some time out and talking about the Noles.